Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about that very subject. Let's welcome back to the show, Tony Pauline. Tony, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always here on The Fan.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. Now, you did your mock draft prior to the event itself. You had Jacksonville taking Trayvon Walker out of Georgia, which is exactly what happened. In the end, what was the deciding factor, Walker ahead of Hutchinson and the others that followed?
Well, the deciding factor was Trent Baalke, the general manager, got his way. I mean, that's the bottom line. I had originally reported this as a possibility back on March 25th. Because Trayvon Walker really fits, the mold of what Trent Baalke likes, that long, long, tall, long-arm, athletic defensive end, defensive lineman that you can use in a multitude of fronts, a bunch of different schemes. You know, people said he didn't have the great pass rushing, the great sack numbers. He did have 32 quarterback hurries. I've always said along, he's the type of guy that does the little things right, whether it's setting the edge, gap responsibilities, dropping off the line and playing in coverage. But the bottom line is, this is who Trent Baalke, the general manager of the Jaguars, wanted all along. This is who they got.
Now, we talked a lot here on our show about Jermaine Johnson possibly coming to the Ravens at 14, then maybe to 23, then maybe to 25.
Right.
And it didn't happen. He kept falling. You had him going to Houston at 13. Why the drop for the kid out of Florida State?
There were character issues, and that's basically it. There were some teams that were concerned about him, took him off the board. He's a great pass rusher. Never made it to Georgia, had a good year at Florida State, really tore up the Senior Bowl. But there were some prior off-the-field issues that raised some red flags, which is why he dropped. And usually when you see a guy like that drop that far, it's either character or medical issues on that player.
Now, Tony, Kyle Hamilton, who the Ravens end up getting at 14, do you think his slide was all about the 40 time?
No, I think his slide is a large part. He just doesn't project all that well to a free safety spot in the NFL. You know, if you're going to take a safety in the early part of the draft, he better be a guy that's got great range. He better be a guy that's got tremendous ball skills. He better be someone that can act almost like a cornerback at the safety position. You have to be able to play him over your slot receiver without losing anything, without being a liability. And Kyle Hamilton was never that type of guy. I mean, he's more your traditional strong safety type. I've said all along, 6'4", 220 pounds, I think he's going to develop into an outside linebacker. Do I think the 40 time had something to do with it? Absolutely. But I don't think he went from a potential top three pick to the 14th pick just based off of the 40 time. What I think happened is people on the outside were overrating Kyle Hamilton from the get-go, and I said that continuously.
Now, with Ajabo, I think he'd have gone at 14 if he'd have been healthy. What was your opinion?
He could have gone top 10. I mean, he could have been he would have been the next pass rusher off the board. He would have gone before Jermaine Johnson, before Jermaine Johnson's slide. I think 13 to Houston. I think, you know, possibly 14 if the Ravens they were sitting there and, you know, and no one had moved if he was in fact there. But the fact is this is, if Ajabo is able to get back to prior form, if he's able to get back to 100% health, and if he's able to really build off of what was a career campaign in 2021, the Ravens got a potential top 10 talent in the middle of round two.
What was your opinion of what happened with all the quarterbacks?
You know, it's going to be interesting. I think this is possibly the shape of things to come and the way of things to come. And why do I say that? You know, there was only one quarterback in this class that was viewed as NFL ready or be quickest to be able to take the field, and that was Kenny Pickett. All the rest, fellas we saw. And you look at what's happened in the veteran quarterback market the past couple of years. Carson Wentz being traded twice. Matt Stafford being traded for Jared Goff and a bunch of first-round picks. Russell Wilson being traded. Matt Ryan being traded. Mitch Trubisky, who really has done nothing signing a substantial free agent contract. Marcus Mariota, who never lived up to expectations, signing a substantial free agent contract. It may be at the point where NFL teams are like, well, rather than reaching and overdrafting a quarterback who we really don't know how he's going to turn out or we don't know that much about as far as his NFL skills, we're going to either trade for a guy we feel can put us over the top or we're going to get a guy that's been in the league that we know a bit about, and then we'll take the quarterback later on where their grade warrants.
Now, Tony, the Jets, were you I thought the Jets had a hell of a draft, especially their first four picks. I think they did outstanding. What was your opinion of what the Jets did?
On paper, it looks fantastic. On paper, this could be a transformational draft for the Jets. I mean, in Ahmad Gardner, they got my number one cornerback. In Garrett Wilson, they got my number one receiver. And Breece Hall, the top of the second round, they got my number one running back. They got the pass rusher that they considered with either the fourth or tenth pick by trading back into the bottom part of round one. And the Jets haven't had a consistent pass rush since John Abraham left the team 15 years ago. They got a real good developmental tight end in the third round. I mean, on paper, this looks like a transformational draft for the Jets. But the Jets have always looked good in April, and they can't get what looks so good on paper to produce on the football field. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Plus, I mean, so much of the Jets' fortunes are tied into Zach Wilson, and he has to make a monumental leap forward this year.
Tony Pauline, Pro Football Network, joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We talked about reach with quarterbacks a couple questions ago, Tony. What about wide receivers in the first round? Was there a reach, and if so, where was it?
Well, in my opinion, it was the Titans. I mean, they trade A.J. Brown to the surprise of many, and then they turn around with that 16th pick, and they take Treylon Burks, who, is being compared to A.J. Brown, but I still think that Treylon Burks at 16 was a little bit early. I expected six receivers to go in the first round, but I expected Treylon Burks to go in the very bottom part of the first round, not in the middle.
Tony, what was your opinion of the Ravens overall?
Yeah, I think the Ravens did a good job. I think Kyle Hamilton was a good selection and went where he should have gone. Tyler Linderbaum, who a lot of people projected them to take at 14. 25, that was a good spot for him. Doesn't really fit the mold of what the Ravens want in their offensive lineman, although he's probably a very good center for Lamar Jackson.
Tony, they got the smallest and the biggest lineman.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly. Falele in round four is, if you can get his weight down and he can play to his athletic numbers, they've got something there at right tackle. Travis Jones, everyone thought that they wanted Jordan Davis at 13. They miss out at 14. They miss out on him. They take Travis Jones, who's an outstanding player. We talked about Ajabu. It's interesting. I like the tight ends that they took Charlie Kohler and Isaiah Likely a real lot.
Yeah.
I just don't know where they're going to fit them on the depth chart. I mean, are these guys that they're getting ready, for when Mark Andrews and their other tight ends come up for contract renegotiations, they can slide them in? Tyler Beatty in the sixth round, their last pick, don't dismiss him because he's an exceptional third down situational type back. I think he'll work very well with Lamar Jackson.
Tony, the corner they took from Alabama, I watched him on film yesterday. My buddy was coached down there. He thought he was a player. I think he's going to help them, Armour Davis.
Jalen Armour Davis, tremendous upside, tremendous athlete, came on a little bit late in his Alabama career. As we know, that Alabama-Baltimore pathway has gone back to Ozzie Newsome. He's got a lot of upside, so he's someone I think maybe plays in dime packages and special teams as a rookie, and then you develop him from there.
Tony Pauline, Pro Football Network, joining us here on the program. Tony, before we let you roll, Georgia, 15 players selected. Yeah. Everybody but Herschel Walker, David Pollack went in this year's draft from the Georgia Bulldogs. Where was there a reach with those guys?
I think when the tight end was selected, Fitzpatrick, that was a bit surprising to me. I thought he was going to be an undrafted free agent. He's a nice tight end. He's not a difference maker. He's an average blocker. He's an average pass catcher, John Fitzpatrick. I really don't think there were too many reaches. I think there were some bargains. I think
N'Kobe Dean.
Jeremy Saylor going in round six was a bargain. Darion Kendrick in round six ran terribly in his pro day, but he's a good player, so he could potentially be a bargain in the sixth round as well.
Tony Pauline, Pro Football Network. What's happening on the website now that the draft is over?
Well, you know, all kinds of draft analysis, and we try to make everybody remember it's all on paper now. And believe it or not, we're already starting to get ready for the 2023 draft with rookie mini camps right around the corner. And we will be on site at camps around the country, NFL camps around the country this summer. So stay tuned for that.
Tony, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, fellas. We'll speak with you next year.
Got it. Tony Pauline. Something tells me we'll be talking to him before next year.
I think so.
He might not know it yet, but he will be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.